Shabbos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shabbos Bavli, Daf Kuf Lamed Hei. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Peches Amud Aleph, 13 lines before the Mishnah, Safek Vandroganus. Safek Vandroganus, Ein Machalon Alein Es HaShabbos, Rabbi Yehuda Matir Vandroganus. Mishnah says we are not Machal Shabbos for the bris of a Safek or an Androganus, Rabbi Yehuda permits for an Androganus. There's a Mishnah elsewhere that says that all males are obligated in Ri'iyah, means entering the Mikdash each festival and bringing in a korban oila, except for a cheresh, which is a deaf mute, a lunatic, a child, a tumtum, where it's unclear whether it's male or female because its genitals are covered up, and an androgynous. Ma'amabar Rabbi Yehuda, what does Rabbi Yehuda say about androgynous regarding Ri'iyah? The answers we learn from the following. Rabbi Yochanan ben Davai says in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, even a blind person is exempt from Ri'iyah. One says the word even only if he agrees to what was said before. We have a contradiction in Rabbi Yehuda, because there in the mitzvah of Ri'iyah, he says that the phrase kol zechucha excludes androgynous, and here in Mila he says that kol zocha includes androgynous. Rabbi Yehuda v'rabbanon mikra echa dorshu, if you say v'rabbanon dorshu oel ma'atam v'leim zocha ad shehei kulay zocha. The answer is Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbanon expounded the same pasuk. Rabbanon expound the word oel, uncircumcised, to exclude a woman to whom Ola does not apply. Why does it say Zochar? This requires that he's a total male. Rabbi Yehuda Doash Zochar Matam Lehme Oel Avilim Iksasei Oel Bam Hocha Kol Zechucha Prat Landorganus. Rabbi Yehuda expounds the word Zochar to exclude a woman. Why does it say Oel? This teaches even a partial Oel means he's not a full male. However, here in terms of Ri'iyah, it says only Kol Zechucha to require a total male and exclude an androgynous.